Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. My name is Matthew, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. And to begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
What's the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The leadership.
Okay, so we're going to go, there we are. All right, perfect, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? For example, air pollution, wetlands, global warming, and that area.
None of the above. That's not the most critical issue going on in the world right now, for God's sake.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate that. Let's move forward. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The leadership.
All right, so we're still going to stick with that. Thank you. I appreciate that. And using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Thank you. Mining.
Good.
Electric utilities.
Good.
Refining.
Good.
Forest products.
Good.
Medical manufacturing.
Excellent.
Thank you. Move forward. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Environmental groups.
Poor.
U.S. Forest Service.
Fair.
County land departments.
Fair.
Forest and timber industries.
Good.
Thank you. Moving forward. Thank you so much. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested? Or fewer than harvested?
I think the standard is they're supposed to replace them one for one, so I would say same.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes, if they supplant them when they take them down, yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Probably no. Well, no impact.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Okay. Moving forward, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that would be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Sure.
Okay. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use of, as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
I have in the past. Currently, no.
Okay. Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, we'll go with major. Thank you so much. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Oh boy, I fully support the idea, but I think it should come from private industry.
Thank you.
The private sector.
So you support coming in from the state tax dollars, right?
Well, I'll say yes to that.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification, training, and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
I would support that.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of several components of the program, and after, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of that program, the first part. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Oppose or support?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you. Now, finally, just these last questions about you and your household. The first question, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. You sound very young. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large, suburban, small, farm, or rural?
I never know how to answer that. We're a suburb, not a suburb. We're like 45 miles from downtown Minneapolis. So I don't know if we're considered rural. I guess.
Or okay, thank you. Now, is your annual household income less than
that? I won't answer.
Okay. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student, or not employed?
Business director level.
Okay. Business management or administration. Sorry about that.
Yes. Thank you. No, yep.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your participation and taking your time with me. You have yourself
okay,
a great
thank
rest
you.
Of the night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.